those that are in the sanctuary say amen. Amen. I'm reusing a title that I have used in the past. Amen. But it's a different message. Amen. Sometimes you're limited on all the titles that you can use, and you just got to reach back and grab what the Lord gives back to you. Amen. I want to preach on a simple thought tonight because it's simple. Amen. It just is a matter of us, amen, acknowledging, amen. Sometimes we let the matters of this world and situations, we let them overcome us. But there's this simple statement, amen, that sometimes we say to each other or to the circumstances, it's just simply this. It's just mind over matter. Amen. I got to hump my water back down. Amen. Just mind over matter. I want to read us a very familiar text this evening coming from the book of John, chapter number 2. Amen. Must be having some technical difficulty tonight. John, chapter number 2, we'll start reading in verse number 5. And we'll stop at verse number 10. And his mother saith unto the servants, this is speaking of Jesus' mother, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 frankincense apiece. And Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. Now, how many knows what that means when it's full to the brim? It means there's no more room for anything else. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear it unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doeth set forth the good wine. And when the men have well drunk, then which that is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. I want us to look back at verse number 5, where Jesus' mother made this statement. Whatsoever he saith unto you, just simply this. Just do it. Just do it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for your spirit. I pray that you'd begin to minister to each and every individual, God, as they are, those that are here in the sanctuary and those that are watching online. Lord, I pray that you'd begin to minister to our hearts. God, minister to our homes. God, I pray that you'd help us, Lord God, to get a new mindset. God, even amidst this chaos that our world is in, Lord, and where our homes might be in, Lord God, I pray that you'd minister to the hearts and lives of the families. I pray that you'd strengthen us, God. Help us to look, God, unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. God, begin to renew, revive, refresh, Lord Jesus, I pray. In your name, even this night, God, I pray that you would begin to bring healing into those lives, Lord, that have sickness, God, and might even have discouragement going on. I pray, Lord, that you would begin to be the encourager of their souls. Bring forth strength and newness of life this night. In your name we pray. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Amen. I want to preach on that simple thought tonight. Mind over matter. Now, I come to tell you tonight that it is easy to be focused on the matter. Because the matter is something that is facing us. It's something that we are looking at. It has all of our attention. Now, there's a few different matters that are in our world today that we are so focused on. And the first matter is anytime you turn on the radio or look at the news, pick up the newspaper, turn on your cellular device and look at Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or any of those platforms, and it's what? Coronavirus. COVID-19. And then when that's not popped up there, it's the rioting. It's the terror. But I'm here to tell you tonight that it's time we take all of those matters and we set them to the side. We get back to the matter that is the most important. And that is the matter of the soul. I'm here to tell you tonight that we've got to begin to take the matters of this life and put them on the back burner and begin to look, amen, at our soul yet once again. Because used to, that was the most important thing. I can remember as a child growing up in the house of God, and it was the one thing that was always dealt with was the matter of the soul. Amen. Is our heart right with God? Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, no matter what circumstances going on in your home, in your family, or in your nation, if your soul is not right with God, amen, we are, of most men, miserable. And we can find here in the circumstance that Jesus was faced with. Amen. They had simply ran out of wine at a marriage. Amen. Supper there. They were all gathered together. They were celebrating. Amen. And they were out of things to drink. Amen. We find that Jesus came on the scene and Jesus' mother made the statement, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Don't question it. Just act upon it. Don't worry about the matter. Just worry about what he gives you to do, the task that is at hand, and he will make the difference. I'm here to tell you tonight, church, amen, I've been faced with circumstances where I've let the matter, amen, overcome my mind. But Jesus at this point, he was just a visitor, and he didn't allow the matter, amen, the shortage of something to drink, let it overcome him. But instead, he became the overcomer. I'm here to tell you tonight, when Jesus asks us to do something, are we willing to forget about the matter and listen to what his mind would speak to us? Amen. I find in Ephesians, amen, that we are supposed, amen, Ephesians chapter 4 makes this statement that you put off concerning the former conversations, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I'm here to tell you that we've got, amen, to begin to wake up and begin to realize that we've got to have mind over matter. We can't let the stress of this world take hold of our mind and let the matter become more important. I'm here to tell you, we've got to begin to renew our minds. Hallelujah. It's easy for us to reverse these words and make the matter bigger than it needs to be. Because when we do that, our mind becomes overwhelmed. And when the mind is overwhelmed, we begin to have breakdowns. We begin to have discouragements, distress, destruction. We begin to deceive ourselves. Amen. I'm not simply up here telling you all this because of things that I think I know. It's things that I've realized, I have lived through. I've been there. I've got the t-shirt. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, the only way we're able and I've been able to overcome is not when I've allowed the matter to overcome me, but when I've allowed the mind of the new man that comes from Christ Jesus, whenever I allow it to overcome the matter and begin to look the matter in the face and really let it begin to tell it that this mountain, amen, might seem like it's out of sort. It might seem like it's overcoming me, but I serve a mountain moving God. Amen. That can begin to break place.
voice from that mountain, pluck it up from its location, put it in the depths of the sea. Amen. I serve a God that can turn water into wine. Amen. That matter was not too big for him. I serve a God that I find that there was 10 lepers that called out upon his name. Amen. And they were all, amen, healed. But there was one man that turned around because he realized it was a mind over matter situation, that he had to go back and worship God. Amen. And he received, amen, complete healing. The scripture says he was made whole. I'm here to tell you tonight, no matter what the matter is that's going on in your life, if you will be renewed in your mind, fresh and new, and let the Spirit of God come in, and let the Holy Ghost of heaven flood your soul, I'm here to tell you, the mind will be over the matter. God will have his way. He didn't just do it for 10 fellas he never knew. He didn't know. But we find in the scripture that he also did it for the disciples. We can look in Matthew chapter 25, or chapter 14, verse 25. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Now he wasn't walking when the sea was like glass. He was walking in a storm. Where are we at in our world right now? It's a storm. Now, I know every evening, every afternoon, every day, me and my wife sit down and start to talk, and the matters of this life come flooding in. We have to remind ourselves. Church, listen to me. Amen. We've got to get the mind of Christ. We've got to open up the book. We've got to begin to allow Him to speak into our hearts. That's something I've really enjoyed and appreciated about these nights of a prayer rally that we've started pretty much. That's basically what it is. It's a mini online prayer revival, so to speak, because we are all making time and dedicating ourselves to join in that. And when that happens, things begin to happen. God begins to move because He is moved by your heartbeat, by the passion you have, the desires that you see for Him to bring forth, amen, healing and miracles, amen. And I know that He's doing it. We can see here in this set of scriptures, and when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled. Now, what happens whenever we hear the news? Is anybody excited to hear the news? We are troubled. We are perplexed on all sides. Everything is being under attack. You know, I read an article just earlier where there is a man that is fighting the state because they've told him he has to shut his church down. Now, we haven't seen that here in Oklahoma, but it's been happening for years over in the foreign countries. Right now, China, Christians there are under terrible, terrible persecution. But does that keep them from lifting up the name of Jesus? Because it's a mind over matter for them. Because their matter isn't the persecution. Their matter is heaven. And their mind is looking forward, and it's rejoicing in what is to come. We find here, as the disciples thought it was a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them. Now notice this. He spoke to all of them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter
being the only one that answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, I'm not going to focus on the negative side of this story where Peter stumbled and sunk. I want to bring our attention to the fact of how willing he was to have the mind over the matter. Now, how many of us in here tonight and online would be willing to go down to the ocean? Now, down in Texas, they just had a little hurricane come through there, and them hurricane waves come beating up on the banks there. They say, well, I think I'll just go for a walk on the ocean. No, we'd be going the opposite direction. Why? Because the matter is bigger than the mind. It's great. I got a text message from Brother Yates, and he said, pray for Brother White, because the place where he's staying there, water is rising. The matter is big. But I'm here to tell you, I serve a God, amen, that is bigger. I'm here to tell you that the disciples, amen, could have had, amen, a decision to say, well, instead of calling out to the Spirit, we're going to abandon ship. But instead, they called out. For what? For fear. And that's when Jesus spoke to them. Now, Jesus didn't just stop there. We also find different times as he healed those that were blind. The woman that had the issue of blood, she allowed her mind to be bigger than the crowd that she was facing. She was willing to get down on her hands and her knees and crawl to where Jesus was at. Zacchaeus was willing to climb a sycamore tree. We find that there was a man that decided that he would stand forth and show forth his hand in the midst of the synagogue when he knew he was going to be judged by the Pharisees. Because he wasn't, get this, he wasn't supposed to be in there. The sick, the lame, the halt. We find he stretched forth his hand and was able to enter in freely. The mind said of this man was greater than the matter at hand. Amen. Tonight, church, in Luke chapter 19 and verse 37, says, and when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. Now, I want to pause there for just a second. As he was entering into the city, they were worshiping him. They were giving praise to who? To God. For all the mighty things that he had done. Now, when we come into the house of God, when we're out in the street corner, are we telling people what God has done for us? Are we praising his holy name? Or are we allowing the matters of this life to manipulate our mindset? But they were all saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees among the multitude said unto him, Master, it's funny how that the Pharisees only wanted to acknowledge his authority when they wanted something for themselves. Beware that you don't, Christian, you don't try and shut the praise and the worship of God down because it's not what you're feeling at that moment. Because if someone's praising God, he's worthy of the praise. Amen. That's when we have to have a mind over matter mindset. We've got to check ourselves and say, well, I might not be feeling it right now, but amen, if we just simply would begin to clap our hands
and go ahead and say hallelujah. Next thing you know, we begin to thank him for something that he's done for us. And then before you know it, the whole mass, the whole group is lifting up the lovely name of Jesus.
But the Pharisees wanted him to rebuke the disciples. And Jesus said and answered unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Now, how many of us are willing to have a stone cry out in your place? Stones don't have a soul. Stones ain't going to heaven. But we are. It's mind over matter. I'm here to tell you tonight, it was mind over matter when Shamgar, amen, picked up an ox goad and began to rage war. Amen. It was simply mind over matter when a boy named David picked up 5 smooth stones and stuck them in a pouch and went to face Goliath. Amen. I'm here to tell you that it was mind over matter when Gideon said, hey, boys, let's get a pitcher, put some fire in it, and grab a ram's horn. I'm here to tell you tonight, it's time that we realize it's just mind over matter and begin to lift up the voice in the name of Jesus once again. Because let me tell you, judgment day is coming. Amen. We're going to stand before the King. Are we going to stand before him as someone that was mind over matter, or someone that had the matter over their mind and was suppressed, depressed, and discouraged? I'm here to tell you, he's coming back, amen, for a victorious church. He's coming back for those that are willing to stand and say hallelujah. He's willing to come back for those that are willing to stand for the voice of truth. So many times we allow the matter to rule over our mind. We need to have our mind over the matter. We need to be filled and full of the Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus Christ was willing to place himself upon a tree. It's because his mind was over the matter. Because he knew, get this, that there is coming a day where he's going to pull forth his sword. He's going to say, I'm going to get my children. Hallelujah. That's why he was willing to go through what he went through. He knew the end of the story. As do we. But so many times, and I've been guilty of this, of letting the matter rule my mind. I am flesh. Pastor, what would have happened if I would let my mind be over the matter? We find in the scriptures is that when Jesus was met with a problem, he did not allow the problem to overcome his mind. When he was faced with temptation day in and day out, when the enemy of his soul placed him in a position and said, hey man, don't these stones look like freshly baked bread? All you got to do is speak the word. When we fight the matter with the word of God, the matter gets smaller. And the mind overcomes. Because he said, hey, we can't just have bread. We got to have the words of the Lord. We can't just have power, but we've got to be one with Jesus Christ. Amen. We've got to serve him. Amen. Romans 12 and 1 makes this statement. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. There in your living room or wherever you might be here in the sanctuary, amen, just, amen, speak to yourself for a moment and say, it's my reasonable service. It's my reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world that's allowing the matter to be over the mind. Amen. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. It's time to renew our minds. I want to encourage the church tonight. It's time to pick up the sword. It's time to grab the shield. It's time to make sure that our feet are shod. Because it's time for war. We've got a warfare that we've got to fight. We've got to fight against the matter. And let the mind, amen, that is inside of us, let it be something that is overcoming. Amen. I want to read Ephesians 4 and 22. Sister Lindsay, if you get ready to come back here in just a moment and play a few songs for us tonight. Amen. Ephesians 4 and 22 says that she put off concerning the former conversations, the old man. Now we got to set that old man and throw him off to the side. We've got to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And put ye on the new man, which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. How do we do that? I'm here to give us one last set of scriptures. Amen. Before we take a few moments to pray. Amen. We've got, amen, to begin to realize that it's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by the Spirit of the Lord. We've got to take hold of Him. Amen. I want to give us the recipe. To have a mind over the matter. Psalms 100. This is the key. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God? It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Samuel made this statement in 1 Samuel. He said, it is better to obey than to sacrifice. It's mind over matter, church. If we can walk into every circumstance with Psalms 100 on our lips, it'll be simple. As I was reading that, Mr. Pepper, I thought, what am I doing when I'm leaving my house? Brother Jason, what am I doing when I'm picking up the phone? Am I making a joyful noise? Am I sharing the gladness of the Father? Am I letting my mind be over the matter, or is the matter overcoming me? Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for tonight other than me. But I know that if I don't guard myself, the matter will overcome me. I've experienced that this week. That's why I've got to be renewed daily. I've got to be willing to stand up and say, hey, I don't get it perfect all the time. But I'm willing to acknowledge that there's some matters in my life that I've got to have God's help with. Because there is coming a day where the gavel is going to fall and I'm going to be judged. Let me tell you, church, heaven is real, but so is hell. Hell's fire is sure. It is not being quenched. We need to focus on the power of God and forgiveness. Because if we will begin to forgive without fighting, victory will come through. We've got to have forgiveness. We've got to realize the power of forgiveness that was given to us. Otherwise, a soul will go out because we simply wasn't willing to forgive. And we're not going to be able to say, I'm sorry. We've got to wake up. It's mind over matter. Amen. Let's find ourselves a place to pray tonight. Let's give the Lord some time there where you're at. Find a place. Gather your family. Help them to experience and realize the power of the mind over the matter. Begin to quote that Psalms 100. Allow the strength begin to renew inside of you even this night. Hallelujah.
Weapon may be formed.